Welcome to the Manifesting Latina podcast, where you'll learn to unlock your incredible power of manifestation and connect deeply with yourself. I'm Dr. Norma Reyes, your guide and host, helping you manifest a life filled with purpose, abundance, and inner wisdom. Together, we'll dive into the art of manifestation, practical techniques, personal growth, and the magic of aligning with your deepest desires. No more feeling stuck or disconnected. It's time to awaken your inner manifester. Embrace your spirituality and create a life that truly resonates with your soul. Tune in each week to the Manifesting Latina podcast and begin to manifest your dream life. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is season 4 of the Manifesting Latina. And today is episode 118. So today I am super excited because I'm actually going to walk you through what I do the first week of one-on-one coaching with my clients. In the first month of working with my one-to-one manifesting coaching clients, I help them establish a foundation for themselves. What does that mean? Well, what it means is really creating a strong manifesting routine, spiritual connection foundation, right? That means connecting with your core values, beliefs, and practices that you are drawn to. So the first weeks is really laying the groundwork for daily routines, exploring what practices they might be drawn to and which they would like to connect to more deeply. But before we dive into like the practical tools and maybe rituals, maybe card drawing, astrology, moonology, all the different techniques, which is what we often feel like we have to do. You might feel like, man, I really need to start drawing cards, or I really need to learn astrology, or I really need to start meditating all the time. And while it's good, I mean, I do those things almost on the daily. It's also going to just kind of pull you everywhere. It's not going to really create the manifesting routines or the connection that you were wanting. So really the first thing that I have my clients do and really help them establish and lay the groundwork for a strong manifesting routine, spiritual journey, is helping them connect to their why. Right. So journaling is a great way, and I'm going to give you guys questions. So don't worry, there will be questions that you can use to help you start establishing a better foundation for your manifesting journey, your spiritual deepening of whatever it is that you are feeling called to do in regards to your manifesting practices and rituals and all of those different things. So this is for anyone that's wanting to really develop a manifesting practice that connects them at a deeper spiritual level, but also helps them manifest with more ease and flow. Because that's really the purpose of what I like to teach people. Because you could go to anyone, you can find a resource online and it can help you, but it won't be the same as doing some of the things that I have my clients do. So the first question that I have my clients journal on is, what makes me want to develop a manifesting practice? So ask yourself, what makes me want to develop a manifesting practice? Is it because you want to manifest things into your life? Is it because you feel drawn to certain practices? Is it because it seems like the cool thing to do, right? But really just ask yourself, what makes you want to develop a manifesting practice? And you can say manifesting and spiritual practice. What makes you want to start a manifesting journey? Whatever it is, just start to journal and ask yourself, what makes me want to do this? Why am I drawn to wanting to learn more about manifesting? And then the next question that I want you to ask yourself is, what will having a manifesting practice look like to you? What will it look like to you? You know, it can look like whatever you want it to look like, but it's super important to take the time to ask yourself, what do you want it to look like so that you can start to develop it? And it guides you. It gives you clarity to do this. So what will it look like? Like for me, it means having a whole routine in the morning. For someone else, it might be a midday routine or an evening routine. Whatever it is, start to write that down, right? Like it would look like doing yoga in the mornings, or it would look like drinking tea and journaling in the morning. Whatever it is that it looks like for you is exactly what it needs to be, but make sure that you're writing it down, and this will help guide you on how to create that manifesting routine, how to connect with the spiritual routine or ritual, and really setting the foundation for your manifesting practices. Next question I have them answer is, what is calling to your soul? Like, what is calling to your soul? And what deepening spiritual practices? Because while manifesting, we're always manifesting. I mean, I always say that. But manifesting is a spiritual practice. It really, really is. And so there is something calling to your soul. So ask yourself, what is calling to my soul to deepen? Like, what spiritual practices am I being called to deepen in my life? Now, we may not think of like reflecting or journaling as a spiritual practice, but it really is. It's like a form of prayer that you're writing down. And also all these other different things that you're doing, right? Like using divinity cards, which oracle decks, it used to be called divinity cards, is a way to connect with our higher self, right? To get out of our heads and connect with something that's bigger than us and provide guidance. It could provide wisdom. It could just provide a relief. It could just provide something, right? So whatever it is, like write down what is calling to you, right? So what is calling to you? Maybe you want more clarity. Maybe you want more direction. Maybe you want to connect to your ancestors and understand them better. The list is endless. So whatever pops in your mind, I want you to know that's exactly your answer. It doesn't have to be something big revelation or anything. It just can be whatever it is that you are feeling called to write down at that moment. So next question is, what will having a manifesting and spiritual practice give you that you don't currently have? That's what's most important, especially if you want to make sure that you continue doing these spiritual practices, these manifesting practices, rituals, and routines. You have to know, what is it going to give you that you don't currently have? There's something, there's a desire there that you feel like it's going to fulfill a need. Maybe there's something, whatever that is, whatever that can be. For me, it helps me feel like it will ground me, it will guide me, it will keep me in alignment and in flow with the best version of myself. Now, if you don't have a spiritual practice, I'm not saying you're not in alignment, but having a spiritual practice helps me be in alignment. It helps me know that I'm doing the best I can to be the best version of myself so that I can manifest the desires that I want with more ease and flow. So just ask yourself, and the answer doesn't have to be profound. Whatever you write down today is what you're writing down today. And then maybe in a few months, you review your questions and you answer them again. That's what's most important about any type of journaling, is that you go back and you reflect on what you wrote down. It's oftentimes people just do a journal thing and they feel really great and then they never look at it again. And that really doesn't benefit you. It really doesn't do anything for you to just journal and then never look at it again. That's not how journaling works in regards to the benefits of it. Yes, it's a good release if that's what you're working on, but if you're wanting more growth, you have to go back and reflect on it. So the next question is, what else comes to mind? When you think about developing your manifesting skills, rituals, or practices, ask yourself, what else comes to mind? It can be like, oh, I'm really wanting to learn how to read oracle decks better, or I really want to learn tarot, or I really want to learn astrology, or I feel really drawn to learn more about my cultures, like cultural, like maybe you have family who practiced different types of shamanism or brujería. whatever it is, right? Like you want to just do research on it. Maybe you don't want to develop it. You just want to learn more about your ancestors from a certain area. Whatever you're feeling called to learn more, definitely explore it. Write it down, right? What else comes to mind when you're thinking about developing your manifesting skills? You might be like, well, I'm wondering if this is something I should do, or is this something that goes against my beliefs, or is this something that others might look down upon? So when you ask yourself what else comes to mind, it helps answer another question that I have. The next question is, what keeps you from starting a manifesting practice or diving deeper into spiritual practices that you currently have? So what is keeping you from creating a manifesting ritual, routine, or practice? Is it time? Is it, you know, not having knowledge? Is it feeling like it's not something for you? Is it feeling like it's something for you, but you don't know where to start? Like, start writing down what keeps you from doing it. So this way you can learn to overcome a challenge that you're having in creating and starting your manifesting practice or even deepening your spiritual practices. Because if you are here, you most likely have some practices already, but maybe you just don't know how to continue them, how to develop them. And I will be recording more episodes where I go into how to select your next manifesting skill or ritual that you want to develop. So these questions, and I'll repeat them again here in a second, these questions can be really deep. So you might need a few journaling sessions to get through them. Don't feel like they're something that you can just answer all at once. If you can, that's awesome. That's great. But you might want to take a few days journaling on these, right? Maybe 1 or 2 days, maybe 3 or 4 days, just depending on what feels right to you. So the questions are, what makes me want to develop a manifesting practice? What will having a manifesting practice look like to you? What is calling to your soul to deepen your spiritual practice or manifesting practices? What will having a manifesting practice give you that you currently do not have? And what else comes to mind when you're thinking about developing your manifestation skills, rituals, or practices? And the last question is, what keeps you from starting a manifesting practice or routine or ritual, or even just diving deeper to the spiritual practices that you already have? So those are the questions. Take time. And if you want to enhance your journaling experience, because who doesn't? Make it a whole ritual. You know, light a candle, take a few cleansing breaths, and tune in to your inner self. You can play some calming music, you can enjoy some tea, or you can have your favorite drink, right? So make it fun and enjoyable, make it calming so that you can connect with your deep inner wisdom. So yes, make it fun, enjoy it. And this is how I start the first week of my one-to-one coaching with my clients. If you are interested in one-to-one coaching, be sure to schedule a discovery call. The link is in the show notes. If you would love to connect and just learn more, go to my Instagram. It's called @manifestingwithnorma. And if you are loving this episode, give me a review, because that is how the podcast grows and that is how others hear what I have to say, and you get to help other people in their manifesting journeys. All right, y'all, I will see you on the next one. Thank you for listening to the Manifesting Latina podcast. Did you love today's episode? Please help us grow by leaving a review, sharing with a friend, or on your social media. Let's spread the abundance and fun of manifesting.